tell me what's really going on. Drizzy back up in this thing, I'm ready. What's happening? Gone for surgery, but now I'm back again. I'm about my paper like a scratching win. World Series attitude, champagne bottle life. Nothing ever changes, so tonight is like tomorrow night. I will have a model wife. Yo, this is hot as ice. Every time you see me, I look like I hit the lotto twice.
Drake, you got him right.
Yeah, I got him, bun. I love myself cause I swear that life is just not as fun. Neek got the wheel, Hush got a goon. See, they got my credit cards and a lot of ones. Yeah, I'm in the city of the purple Sprite. Someone tell Malaya I'm on fire, she should work tonight. Call up King of Diamonds and tell China it'd be worth the flight. I'll be at my table stacking dollars to the perfect height. Work something, work something basic. She just trying to make it, so she right here getting naked. I don't judge her, I don't judge her, but I could never love her, cause to her I'm just a rapper, and soon she'll have met another. That's why me and Lil Jazz out the fast. Can you keep up? I'm just feeling sorry for whoever gotta sweep up. Yeah, bills everywhere, trill everything, and Drake just stand for do right and kill everything. I love Nicki Minaj, I told her I'd admit it. I hope one day we get married just to say we did it. And girl, I'm serious, I'm with it, if you with it, cause your verses turn me on, and your pants are mighty fitted, oh, damn, I think you caught me in a moment, like I catch them stealing flows, cause I swear I never loaned it, and life ain't a rehearsal, the camera's always rolling, so come and get a portion of this money that we blowing, cause it's on, yeah, girl, it's on, you know what it is, when I finally make it home, I just hope that you
miss me a little when I'm gone.
Can you just tell me what you down for? Anything you down for? I know things have changed. No, I used to be around more, but you should
miss me a little when I'm gone. I just hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone.
Oh, shoot. My dope guys, goddamn. Kicking bitches out the condo like Pam. Getting money every day, I'm a groundhog. About to scoop your girl up like a ground ball. I walk light, so I don't piss the ground off. Man, I swim, I do it till they scoop the brown off. That's nasty. Yes, I am wheezy, but I ain't asthmatic. James buying cologne, honey, I put on. Make them run and tell their friends like a marathon. Voice baritone, haters carry on. Beat the up. Call me Larry Holmes, Young Money, Jerry Sloan. I turn every stone. Wish to me, that's how she learned every song. To the women I condone, better write me when I'm gone. No, I'm not that thuggish, not that ruggish, but I do pack bones. I'm a love machine, and I won't work for nobody but you. It's only me and her, cause the Bugatti a coupe. It's blood gang slime, but I pile it with Snoop. I ain't lying, you don't need signs for proof. Turn you to a vegetable, like you lying in soup. And when I'm in the booth, the line is loose. Man, I got so many styles, I am a group. Damn, I be gone to November. And I ain't tripping, I know Drizzy gon' kill him. I'm sticking to the script like lint on denim. I'ma see it if the rules ain't bent, don't bend them. Real, real talking, shut the fuck up, ho. Gotta do it one time for Haiti. What up, Joe? We the F, baby, and the F is for front, though. Cause that's where I bring it. Sue if you bang it, motherfucker.
Yeah, girl, it's on. You know what it is when I finally make it home. I just hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone. Yeah, I hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone.
Can you just tell me what you down for? Anything you down for? I know things have changed. No, I used to be around more, but you should
miss me a little when I'm gone.
Lab in our hearts. JJ, we love you, boy.
8 times.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, people. It's me, Forever the Realist. I just want to say hey to all the listeners that's out there. Get ready for the best show ever. Yes, indeed, it's going down. Mayhem Mondays, Forever Hot Topics. The topic for tonight is going to be fake people. What is a fake person? Part two. I mean, I'm starting to think, like, could it be a sickness? You know, could it be something that's diagnosed? Like, who knows? Like, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to continue on with that topic. You know, tonight we're going to have Act the Fool, the artist. You know, he's going to be here, you know, letting the people know about him and, you know, what's upcoming, about True to Life Records and about everything that's going on in the future coming up with, you know, his new album that he got coming out. And, you know, much, much more. We also going to have M.O.E., Money Over Everything Records. I mean, we got the Squad Boys, which is Spook Loke, Young J.R., we got Jamo. I mean, it's going down tonight. Call in, tell a friend, 310-861-2317. You want to talk to these people? You know, ask any questions. If you want to comment about the topic of the night, feel free. Call in. Do what you feel. You know, but on all my shows, you know, I always have to give it up to my boy Tupac. And I love me some Tupac. And again, just like he will do all my shows, he's going to set it off tonight with us. You know, we're going to, you know, with us, for us, you know, doing it. Just like this. So my boy Tupac, about to play I Wonder Why They Call You Bitch, because there's a lot of fake motherfuckers out there, and they don't even know they fake, and they keep wondering why shit ain't working out for them, and, you know, negativity keep coming their way, you know. So this is a wake-up call, people. So listen in, call 310-861-2317 to get on this hot topic tonight. Holla.
Wonder why they call you bitch. Look here, Miss Thang. Hate to salt your game, but you's a money younger woman and you need to change. In the locker room, all the homies do is laugh. High five, cause another nigga played your ass. It was said you was easy, even easy. Sipping the van for what you need. To hit your thing and you can shake it how you wanna. Give it up free or make your money on the corner. But don't be bad, play the game. Get mad at change. Then you wonder why these motherfuckers call your name. Still looking for a way out. And that's okay, I can see you when it's stray is a way out. Keep your mind and your money, enroll in school, and as the years pass by, you can show them fruits. But you ain't trying to hear me cause you're stuck. You're heading for the bathroom, about to get tossed up. Still looking for a rich man, you dug a ditch. Got your legs up, trying to get rich. I love you like a sister, but you need to switch. And that's why they call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch. Why they call you bitch? You wonder why they call you bitch? Betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch? You wonder why they call you bitch? You leave your kids with your mama cause you're heading for the club and the skin tight, mini skirt, looking for some love. Got the legs wide open while you're sitting at the bar, talking to some nigga about his car. I guess he said he had a lack of sex. What's next? You're heading to his car for some sex. I pass by, can't hold back tears aside. The Lord knows, for years I tried. And all the other people on my block hit the guts. Then you wonder why they stare and call you slut. Like your mind don't understand. You don't have to kill your dreams. Plotting schemes on a man. Keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. Either a nigga wear a rubber or we die smoking. I'm hearing rumors, so you need to switch. And niggas wouldn't call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch, I bet you. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch.
Hello?
You wonder why they call you bitch.
Hello?
You wonder why they call you bitch. I guess time's getting hard, even harder for you. Cause hey now, got a baby on the way now. More money from the county, and thanks to the welfare. You about to get your hair done. You got a dinner date, can't be late. to me. Way did it, it was smooth. Plotting while they gaming you. So baby, beat the rules. I should have seen it in the first case. The worst case, I should have never called you back in the first place. I remember back in high school, baby, you was fast, straight sex. When you move your ass. But now things change, cause you don't look the same. Let the ghetto get the best of your baby, that's the same. Called HIV, and now you're about to be deceased. And finally be at peace. So where your niggas at now? Cause everybody left they step and left you on your own. See, I loved you like a sister, but you died too quick. And that's why we called you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why we call you bitch. You wonder why we call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why we call you bitch. You wonder why we call you bitch.
Dear Mr. Lord Sucker, you keep stressing me. Really? Fucking with a motherfucker mind. I figured you wanted to know, you know, why we call them hoes, bitch. Maybe this might help you understand. It ain't personal. No, strictly business, baby. Strictly business.
So if you wonder why we call you bitch, you wonder why we call you bitch. If you wonder why we call you bitch, you wonder why we call you bitch.
Hey, this is my song, always will be my song, R.I.P. to my boy Tupac, all day, every day. If it wasn't for my boy, he paved the way for us, for people that's out there right now making this money, and for us upcoming artists and people on the West Coast, you know, with this whole new West Coast movement. You know, speaking of the new West Coast movement, I got my boy, Act the Fool, the artist. You know what I'm saying? He is here tonight, True to Life Records. He about to bless you guys tonight with much about himself and upcoming albums and upcoming shows and upcoming blessings that he got for the world. And I just want to, you know, introduce the listeners to my boy, Act the Fool, the artist. What's up, nigga?
Hey, what's up with you, Thug Miss Forever? How you doing?
You know, I'm big chilling on this gloomy, cuddly night. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So how you doing?
God is good. You know, God is in my footsteps.
Every day.
I want to put him first. And, you know, my day is going smooth, you know. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. You got me here on the show. It's a beautiful thing. You got the fans and the people listening to me, you know, on your show, on the Blog Talk Radio with Forever. You know, you got your boy Act the Fool. I appreciate that. I'm great. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. You know, Act the Fool, you know, you have massive, massive talent as far as producing, as far as songwriting, as far as just moving in this industry. You know, you've been doing this for a long time. You know a lot of people, and I feel like you have been a major, you know, blessing to me as far as my career and coming up. So I just want the world to know you and, you know, who you are, what you about, and, like, just basically who is Act the Fool.
Okay. World. Hello, world. How y'all doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You're tuned in to your boy, Act the Fool, the artist. Much love. Me, as an artist, I'm a very successful person. God is good. I've been putting it down for the West Coast since Pac era, Thug Life, you know, Macadocious, Eazy-E, to Mr. Tan, to Miss Toy, to you can put your back into it, the Militia Group. You know, Dash Corrupt raised me, R.P. to Nate Dogg, you know what I'm saying? Hold your head, rated R, he's locked down, but I've been putting it down since the Thug Life era, since Snoop and, you know, Dre and them been doing their thing. It's been a real blessing for me to have that experience, you know, to go through what I went through, you know, because them things have paved the way for me today to walk in my footsteps. And you know, I look up to them guys, even though they're very successful and talented, and I appreciate them, you know, giving me the knowledge today so I can bless my youth and the next people that's coming up after me. And that's upcoming, you know?
Yes, I mean, you know, you named some legendary people that you know and that you had the opportunity to be even in their presence. And
yeah.
I just want to know, have that influenced you a lot to become the artist that you are as opposed to, like, doing, like, a 9-to-5 job? Is that, like, you being around those type of people, how did that influence you more so?
Wow, that's deep. Been around the successful people, the successful artists. They was once people who struggled, who went through day-to-day things, who have to do what they have to do to get where they have to go. You know, what you put out in life is what you get back. I respect that. And they really is a big influence on my career today and the talent I have. And by being in their presence really showed me how success is, the things success can bring. You know, and you have to have your mind right. You have to be mentally, physically strong. You have to have God in your life, guardians. You have to have your friends and family, accordingly, of course, behind you, according to your record label and the things that's going down. And being around these guys has been a blessing because, you know, they have opened my eyes to see things and taught me things. You know, this game is like a tool. This game is a game of life, so you have to play it like that. So, you know, they show me how to play it, and I've been playing it the way I've been playing, and it's been going well, successfully. You know, I've been doing my thing. I've been coming up gradually, and they respect me to this day. See, I keep my friends, you know, good. I keep a good, respectable thing with these artists that's up there and that's coming out because, you know, I want them to know that I'm a respectable, young, ambition guy that's doing my thing, very talented, you know?
Yeah, most definitely.
They've been a major impact on my life, and I want to thank them. And I want to thank you again for giving me the opportunity to express that and let the fans and the people hear that, you know, you have great artists out here that really give an impact on people like me and you and whoever else coming up that's listening to this show who want to be somebody that all you have to do is put your mind to it, dream big, and just go out and get it.
Definitely. And, you know, true to life. Let's talk about True to Life.
Okay.
What made you come up with True to Life? Where did True to Life come from, True to Life Records? Like, what's
okay.
up with that? Tell the people the story
okay.
of True to
hey,
Life
okay,
Records.
Okay, True to Life Records was a thing that I established because I'm true to myself, and I'm accordingly a true to you and true to everybody who's listening and who come up to me and support my music, that show me mad love. I just love people. I love the world. I love human beings. You know, we one nation. We one world. You know, we live here together, so I love them. And I'm just true. I'm just true to life. I'm just true to things I see. I'm just a true to life person, you know, sincere person. It's hard to find sincereness in this world these days, and I can tell you, there's still a lot of people out there. I'm one of them, just to let you know. So if you ever see me in the streets or you buy my music or you want to holler at me, come up and talk to me. I'm a true person, respectable, down to earth. I would love to have a conversation with you, shake your hand, sign your autograph, give you a CD, you know, sit there and just chop game with you, find out what's going on with your life and what's going on with you. I'm open to things like that. I'm concerned about people's feelings and how they feel and how they want to make me feel because everybody got to love each other in the end. It's like a love, pain, and respect thing. You know, respect comes from love. If you respect the person, that means it's love. So, you know, being respectable to one another is like a true-to-life thing.
Right, most definitely. So tell the people about, like, albums that you have out and the albums that you will be coming out with soon.
Okay, actually, True to Life Records have several artists, as far as Cash Flow, Case the Great, Thug Miss, a.k.a. Forever, Gucciano, Dark
Ooh,
Mafia
whoa.
Family, Tessa Unique, Gotti Girls. You have Active Fool, the artist also, and upcoming more artists that's coming. And the name of my new project, the new album, is called Love, Pain, and Respect, because if we can love and respect one another, it will cause pain. Because, like,
exactly.
say if you want to go
exactly.
home and you want to love your woman or love your spouse or your husband or your kids and they're not showing you respect, that causes pain. That hurts. So my next album is called Love, Pain, and Respect. All the albums I ever put out was a major concept, something that would touch you because it's true to life. Like my album I have out now, and it's called Self-Made Millionaire, because I'm a self-made millionaire. All my life, I was growing up through the ghetto, hard times, small times. Everything I asked from somebody or my parents or anything, they told me no. So, I got tired of hearing no's from people, so I had to get up and get it on my own. That's why I'm a self-made person, and I thank God for that. God is good to give me the talent,
all day,
the strength,
every day,
the help, and the people that he put in my path for me to run into, that make obstacles clear and move on my way and let me go through, because they see what type of person I am. And I have multiple albums coming out. I have a mixtape about to drop called Money Don't Sleep on .piff.com. I have my boy Ricky Grimes on there. You can go cop that. Hold your head, Cash Flow. You'll be out soon. Free Cash Flow. My bad for saying that, but I love y'all who all listening. Respect. I love y'all so much. And I'm open to do new projects, and I'm finna do this acting thing for Liongate. A couple movies I'm about to be in. As far as the soundtrack, I'm about to do my little thing as far as that. And that's a big experience, because I seen what Pop went through. He did the music thing, and he did the acting thing, and I liked it, what he was going with that, And
right,
even
right,
though
right.
situations happen in life, but, God is good. Like, once again, y'all always know, keep him first in your mouth, and everything will go right for you.
You're speaking that real talk, my nigga. That's why this is Blog Talk Radio. It's more talk than music. This is an opportunity for everybody to voice their opinions. That's why I listen. I let you
talk, but
not just, too much. You do got a time period. So
right.
I keep it within.
That.
And so whatever you feel you need to say, like, I feel like you should say it, because a lot of people feel the same way, and it's motivation to others. That's probably feeling
motivation.
Like they can't do it. That's the whole key.
I just want to get motivation to everybody that's coming up, to the actresses, the models, the musicians, the painters, the janitors, the teachers, carpenters, the mechanics, just the world. I wanted to give you inspiration and motivation to keep going.
Listen, my nigga. I want the world to hear your music off of Self-Made Millionaire. Now, Self-Made Millionaire was a major hit. Like, it took you major places, and I'm witness to that. You know what I'm saying? So I want the people to hear, Maybach. And you know what? Before you get off,
Maybach? The song Maybach music? The song I have on the album?
The song you got? Yes. So
Maybach,
what I'm going to do... Yeah, nigga, damn.
That's hot.
But before you get off air, I want you to answer the question of the night. What is a fake person, and et cetera, et cetera. So,
all right,
y'all, check out your boy, Act the Fool, the artist, with his hit motherfucking single, off of Self-Made Millionaire. Church.
You know it's going down.
Catch a nigga riding in the Maybach, grinding so hard, now I gotta kill my Maybach. Gotta get these Maybachs, black Benz with the black rims, that's a Maybach. Pouring on a Kush sack, black seat, black cap, fuck my money, and I'll push a half back. Riding with a big strap, nigga, look on the map, 909. The Dino, where I'm at, trying to rob me for my juice, fuck around and get clap, I get money. I'll show you how to spin a sack, from 5G's in an hour, nigga, but I get it back, black rag and parlor. Cruising with the top back, fall till I fall. Buy everything on the rack, bitch. You see the goon squad and they don't know how to act. Money man, bitch, I teammate stacks. Money man, bitch, I teammate stacks. Black choppers cocking back. This that payback, black choppers cocking back. Cause this that payback.
Catch a nigga riding in the main.
just make back bands, these dishes with two tailpipes. My clique put sick ass shit together in every verse. My goons in my squad say, yeah, he merch. Some candy paint a Chevy sit so high. Doors open up, bitches like, oh my god. When I pull up, I'm on the side of the girl. She got her jaw drop. I think she like Lorenzo. Think she like the way my car knock. My beat is so serious, it's ridiculous. Half haters looking curious. They can't stop the movement, honey goons, and they won't stop shooting. Boy, I try to told you about the West Coast movement. Nigga, I try to told you about the West Coast movement. We moving, put the shit together. Now we doing what we doing, West Coast moving, and you can't get through it. Nigga, I tried to told you about that West Coast movement.
This nigga riding in a Maybach, so worn that I gotta keep my Maybach. This nigga riding in a Maybach, so worn that I gotta keep my Maybach. Riding so hard for my motherfucking Maybach. Got back to see me, all you heard was the dang clock. Ride through the city in an all-white Maybach. Watching out for suckers, cause they know they gon' hate that. My boom squad in the cut, where they gon' lay at. I'm asking my hoes for my motherfucking pay, yeah. Don't bring drama, cause I'm quick to erase that. We come to your hood, I know where you're paying, yeah. Circle around the block, knock a hole in your fatty cat. Your wrist is dangerous, can you really handle it? Grew up in the hood, South Central Los Angeles. Asking my goons, are you down with this gangster shit? Hop out, I'm the first that'll bank your bitch. Stand up, I'm wildin' out, through your bodies and dishes. I don't fuck around with snitching. 40 jab shots, leave your body all with stitches. Yeah.
Just a nigga riding in the Maybach, grinding so hard that I gotta kill my Maybach. Just a nigga riding in the Maybach, grinding so hard that I gotta kill my Maybach.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. At the full, the artist.
Maybach, baby.
You know what I'm saying? That's where we coming from over here.
That's why my nigga act like
that's some hot shit. Like, I love that song, the flow of it. Like, that shit is just explosive, my nigga, and I love it.
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem. But, you know, let the people know where they can find you, where they can hear your music, see any videos, you know, just keep track of the artist. Let them know.
Okay. You can actually find me on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on MySpace, YouTube. Google my name, ACTDAFOOL. The artist, all in one word, Act the Fool, the artist, and everything about me will pop up. I'm on iTunes, I'm on CD Baby. I would love for you to go download some songs off there. You know, I would love that. I need the support from my fans and my people out there. That would be great. Just go on YouTube, you know, comment me on my videos, leave a message to me and let me know you recognize me, that you went on there and checked me out.
Okay, definitely. That's what's up, nigga. You got any shows or anything coming up?
I got a show coming up in Vegas at the Bellagio. It's going to be big. It's going to be live. If y'all want to come out and represent with me in Vegas, it's going to be November 16th. Actually, that's my birthday, so y'all come out. You know, hit me up on Twitter or Facebook and let me know you want to come represent with Act the Fool while I perform and do my thing for the ladies and the gentlemen. Thank you.
Hey.
Say no more.
Well, that's what's up. Say no more, nigga. Say no more.
Yeah.
All right, though. But, you know, I do got to ask you.
You gotta ask me, huh?
It's Mayhem Monday, my nigga. It's Mayhem Monday forever.
Mayhem Monday.
Hot topic. The topic for tonight. fake people? What is a fake person? My nigga, what is a fake person to you?
A fake person to me? Whoa. You really want me to expose that? Okay. Blog Talk Radio, fake people.
You know what? I want you to
tell the
people, what is a fake person to you?
To me, as a true-to-life person I am, which I don't like to call people fake because they are who they are, and the fake runs from the real. You understand me? So check this out. Fake people is the people who smile in your face, but they silent enemies. Soon as you turn your back, you got a knife in it. You walking dead. So it's like, take the knife on my back, man. I just seen what you just did. That's a fake person. When you tell them something that's coming from your heart genuinely, and they go tell your business to somebody else and turn it another way and make a whole bunch of confusion for you and not keeping it 100, keeping it real, that's a fake person. Silent enemies is a fake person to me. A fake person,
silent enemies, nigga.
I mean,
that's what it does.
And that's his bottom line. I don't want to go more into the story because there's more on to that, but watch out, world. A fake person is a silent enemy. It's the one that sit quietly, smile in your face, act like they down with you and want to be a part of what you're doing, but they envy you, and they silent enemy waiting for you to fall. They would love for you to be on your downfall. They just love for you to be down. I mean, they get it through all of that. So watch out for silent enemies, and that's fake people to me.
Well, y'all heard that live right here on blogtalkradio.com/TreyLoveRadio.
Act the fool to artist.
Forever the realest. You dig?
You dig?
That's what's up. Man, you said that real swell, man.
Thank you.
That made me, you know, really look at it from a whole, you know, another perspective. And like I said the show before, like, it's so many angles you could shoot at it. And that's why I had to go another Monday because, you know, it's so many more others that's out there that has opinions about this topic that are really legit and really what people need to hear, you know.
Exactly.
And I think yours was definitely one of them. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I got to play 7:45.
Oh, okay. 7:45, featuring my girl Forever, Thug Miss, True to Life Records.
Yes.
She came and blessed me on the track, y'all. It's a hot joint produced by Sean Devon, you know, representing your boy, Act the Fool, the artist, Burnham Music Group, 5050 Convict, True to Life. You know, we just getting it in right here on the West Coast. And that's another hit for y'all. I wanted to spin for y'all and play. You know, I'm walking into a meeting, and y'all called me. So I took my time out to make sure I bless the world, bless the listeners to Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you know what? I'm so happy you made time for your girl. You know, I always got love for you, bruh. And the people, you know, hear where you're coming from. They got your information, and it's on. You know what I'm saying? So y'all heard it here on Forever Hot Topics, you know. And I want to thank you again, and you be safe, my nigga.
Always.
Don't do nothing I wouldn't do.
Oh, man. Oh, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I make sure I'm safe. You feel me? I'm gonna dig that. And I want to take the listeners that's listening to Blog Talk Radio to give Act the Fool a chance to speak out with Forever Thug Miss. Y'all keep tuning into her show. She got a hot show coming. She's an upcoming star. She's doing her thing. She's very motivation, positive. I love that girl. And I appreciate
giving me a chance
to express myself to you, to all y'all, and, you know, to the world. Just, y'all know y'all boy Act the Fool, the artist. West Coast, you know what I'm saying? Got the same formula as pop, so we putting it down. My music is great. I'm very, you know, thankful for God that he gave me the success and the sound and the talent I have. And I ain't going to hold y'all up more. Blog Talk Radio Forever, Act the Fool, the artist, True to Life Records, Burnham Music Group, 5050 Convict. Y'all holler at me, though.
Here we go with another hit single from Self-Made Millionaire.
Hey, do anybody need a ride?
Come on, 7:45. Well, let's go, baby.
Hey, do anybody need a ride? Let's go.
freedom is flowing, I'm live.
In case you wanna ride, in case you wanna ride, in my 345.
It's cool, baby.
In case you wanna ride. If you wanna ride in my 345,
let's go, baby. I said, let's go, baby.
Get out the shit that you probably did. Who you probably is. The only time I did. fit up, nigga, we all fat.
Whatever you about to discover, we all fat. You about to tell her you love her, we all fat. Always wanna fight in the club, we all fat. But you can't bring that bitch back. Y'all are steady chasing the fame, and we all fat. Overtime clothes and chains, we all fat. Niggas still making it rain, and we all fat. But you can't bring the future back.
We all bad, Tim's we all bad, Grims we all bad.
Yeah, we all bad, and you still on that. And we still making money, cause we still on that.
You got Drake and Jay-Z killing it like it is. And you got Act the Fool, the artist, but forever the realist. Yeah, it's going down tonight. Everybody, Mayhem, Monday, Forever Hot Topics. Now, let's break this down right now. I hollered at my boy, Wester. You know, everything's going to be my boy. Yes, Wester. And I'm about to break it down right now. Fake. Fake. F-A-K-E. Not genuine. A forgery. A sham. Just nothing. Person. A human being. Regarded as an individual. So, an individual that's not genuine. A not genuine individual. You know what I'm saying? Ask me this, or answer me this, in other words. You know, you live in this life, you only got one life to live. Why would you want to live it fake? You know what I'm saying? What? I mean, you die, and what you leave on earth? Nothing but what? Nothing. Because you live this so fake. Be true to yourself. Be true to what you do. You know, I wonder all the time, why is it hard for motherfuckers to just keep it real? You know, but it could be numerous reasons, you know what I'm saying? And it's a very serious topic, and it's rampant. It's like, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, like, is it a sickness? Is it some shit that could, what, be diagnosed nowadays? Like, maybe it's some shit like being bipolar, like, or schizo or some shit, maybe. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? But the bottom line is, it's terrible. And it's in many situations, like you even got it, you know, in the entertainment business, because, you know, I'm in the entertainment business. So, of course, I'm around fake people of all kinds. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it don't knock me. It just make me more true to who I am. You know what I'm saying? And I just be more real. Like, I don't give a fuck, like, who feelings I'm hurting. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, I'm just keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? If you can't take the realness, then I can't. It's cool then. I mean, not necessarily saying you fake. But at the same time, like, you know, toughen up. This world is about to be 2012. Ain't shit getting better. You know what I'm saying? It's time to be real to thyself, real to family, real to people around you. You know what I'm saying? That's making it possible. You know, you even got that 9-to-5. You got coworkers around talking shit, smiling in your face. You know, bosses. You know, I even want to take it to the part, like, of relationships. Like, niggas being with bitches. You know, and excuse my language, but this is my show, and this is who I am, and I'm keeping it real, and this is just the deal. And I ain't cleaning shit up for nobody because it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? So you even got, like, relationships, even with your homegirls. Like, I always say all the time, bitch, if you don't like me, just don't be around me. Don't be smiling all up in my face. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just take your ass on, because there's no way I'm going to be in somebody's face I don't like. Like, you know what I'm saying? So And it's even come to people who's like claiming to be stuff that they're not, even with their occupation or what they can do, what they can't do, like just being something that they're not, you know what I'm saying? Even by religion. Like, you got people out here saying they Christians and they Muslims, they Jehovah's Witnesses, and they ain't following none of that. Like, you know what I'm saying? How you gonna call yourself, you know, being part of a religion and you ain't even living up to those, you know, those standards? Like, it's just ridiculous to me. It's spreading like wildfire, you know, and I brought this up on my last show, like, you know, hey, now in our generation, it's gotten worse. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my mom's generation, it was just more true. Even back, even though there's always going to be bigger things as far as the big picture, you know, just I'm talking about as far as society. You know, I'm keeping it down to earth. I'm keeping it small with the people around you. So the fakeness needs to stop. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's just the end of what I got to say about the topic of the night. So I'm going to move on. Tonight, we got M-O-E, Money Over Everything Records, up in the building. Yes, indeed. About to bless you tonight with much information and just a bundle of things that's upcoming and just, you know, for the people. You know what I'm saying? So stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned. But I'm about to kill it right now. This is your girl, me, the diva, the West Coast diva forever, you know what I'm saying, with my single, Fuck You. Fuck you to all the fake motherfuckers. Check.
Fuck you.
So a nigga like, fuck you, with my middle finger rude. Nah, but yeah, you dig? But anyway, M-O-E, Money Over Everything Records. You know what, people? It's about that motherfucking time. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to bring out my boy. You know what I'm saying? A talented artist representing MOE, Money Over Everything Records. You know, he's one of many who's going to be in tonight to bless the people with upcoming events, shows, and to let you guys know a little bit about them. So, I got my boy Big Spook Loke. Big Spook Loke, what it do, my nigga?
What it do, what it do, what it do?
How are you?
I'm doing cool. I'm straight.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, Big Spook Loke,
I just
want you to tell the people, you know, who you are, about yourself as, you know, as an artist, as a human being, like whatever way you want to tell the folks. I want you to let them know everything about who you are.
All right, what's up, Blog Talk? We on this Mayhem Monday with my girl Forever, you know what I'm saying? I'm Big Spook Loke, you know what I'm saying, artist of MOE. And I grew up in South Central LA, you know what I'm saying, streets, you know what I mean? Basically, I'm just the average artist, you know. I work, you know what I'm saying, I stay in the studio, period, that's it. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the studio.
So when you say work, like, you mean working, like, in the studio, or you got a 9-to-5 also?
I'm in the studio. That is my 9-to-5. You
that's
know, I'm in the studio 9-to-5. I'm in the studio all the time, every day. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking for collabs. I'm working on something. You know, I'm just everywhere. You can catch me. I'm in the streets, too, but, you know, it is what it is. If I'm in the streets, I'm with my MOE boys, you know what I'm saying? And we either at a show or we just man, clowning, you know what I mean? But as for me, I'm a workaholic in the studio.
Still a workaholic in the studio. And that's how, you know, that's how it got to be. Like, a lot of people just be, you know, sitting on their ass, you know, expecting shit to come to them. But it's all about, it's hard work. Ain't nobody said that this game was easy. And that's why I really respect everything that you're saying right now. So, like, what albums do you have out that people can cop, people can listen to, and what albums are you working on? And, you know, tell a little bit about your music.
Okay. Well, I got two old mixtapes out, From the Streets to the Booth, Volume 1. Y'all can go get that on Dat Piff. And Volume 2. You know what I mean? I can go get that on Dot Piff. And the music I'm working on right now, me and my boy JR, we working on a mixtape, City to City, as young squad boys, you know what I mean? I just did a collab right now with my boy Big Leaf from ECGC Incorporated. I'm working on a whole lot of things right now. Like I said, we're working on City to City, working on All Eyes on Big Spook. That's the new mixtape no one knows about. I just broke that here right now.
Yes, the premiere of that information. Why don't you repeat that again?
All Eyes on Big Spook.
Oh, that's what's up, my nigga. All Eyes on Big Spook. That's what I'm talking about. So what else?
And y'all can go check a video. You know, y'all can go check the video out till I die. That's me and my boy Young JR. You know, what I'm saying, I got another video out called Fly Guys. That's me. You know. What else I want to tell you? Basically, that's it. Just Google me, and basically you'll find out everything you want to know about your boy. You know what I mean? Big Spook Loke.
Big Spook Loke. You know, y'all heard it yourself. Big Spook Loke, like I said before, MOE is coming at you guys full throttle. You know what I'm saying? And my boy Spook, hey, you know I got to play this song, my nigga. Why? Why?
What you mad for?
No. Nah. I was about, you about to mess up what I was about to say.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I apologize.
I got you, my nigga. But why? Why? Why they want to hate on me? You know what I'm saying? Why? I just want to know.
And also,
and
that, that's a...
And what?
Okay. Also, why they hating on me, that's a Squad Boy track. That's Big Spooky on JR, you know what I mean?
Okay, that's what's up, but I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying. And when I heard this song, like, you know, I'm really feeling what you're talking about, and that's why I really want to play this song. I want to let the people know what my boy Big Spook Loke is coming with. Check your boy out. What you mad for?
Cause you see me on the block grinding, making money, homie. Ain't nobody finna stop me. What you done did, you done let spook loose. And now, homeboy, I'm off the great goose. Just prepping for my city, putting it down for the West. Got everybody mad, cause they know we the best. It's war time now, so you better grab a vest. Why your haters getting mad? We gon' lay y'all to rest. Oh, now y'all tough. Oh, now y'all mad. Y'all cry, baby, homie, straight act like facts. So run, run, run to your mama's little punk. Yeah, the West is back. We don't got time for Trump. It's M-O-E, and we headed to the top. Big Spook putting it down, and I'm not gon' stop. I said it's M-O-E, and we headed to the top. Big Spook putting it down, and I'm not gon' stop. So,
what you mad for? What you mad for? What you mad for? Cause I'm back on the block.
What you mad for? Don't be hating. You know what I'm saying? That's your boy, Big Spook Loke, amongst many others. We got M-O-E, money over everything, record. And you know, I got my boy right here. I got my boy right here. I got to introduce my boy right here. What's up, Young JR?
What up, fam? You know what it is? I am Evan Young.
Chilling,
you know, we married. Forever young.
Yeah, yeah. I am forever
young, you know?
I can definitely dig it. So how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm good. I'm chilling with MOE, you know. Tuning in on
forever. What? That's what I'm talking about.
You know we're holding it down.
Yes,
you know
hold it down. Yes, I'm so excited. I feel like this is such a blessing to have, you know, you here and the whole MOE. Like, you guys are really doing it big. You know what I'm saying? You know, let me first tell the little people a little something how I met you guys.
Yeah.
At a little Rick Hart there over there in Riverside. You know, we was doing our little show thing or whatever. You just feeling each other as artists is what people bring in. From the West Coast, I love, you know, I fell in love with these men, like, they hot, like, you know what I'm saying, in a whole nother realm, like, they just on some super West Coast stuff, and it's just explosive, so it's such a blessing to have my boys here, so I just want you to tell the people a little bit, or a lot about you, you know what I'm saying, about you, where
yeah.
you're from, you know, what you do, you know.
Well, you already know me. I am forever young. I'm coming out of Cali. Born in Cali, raised in Cali. I'm a dying Cali. I'm forever in the studio with Big Spook, Jamo, C. Gutter. It don't matter who we're in the studio with. 24/10 with Disruption right now. I'm doing West Coast, down south. It don't even matter what we're doing right now. We have no direction where we're going. We just keep doing our thing every day, 24/7. Rapping in the studio, making beats, finding new beats, finding new artists, recruiting, promoting, doing mixtapes. We're doing it all.
Oh,
we a label
okay.
and
so
we a family.
So what is your position as Forever Young, like you? Like, what do you bring to the table as far as making MOE, like, be MOE and be successful?
Yeah, I'm the CEO of MOE Records.
Oh, okay.
I got it popping with my boy Jamo. I do the promoting, the websites, the videos, I do the music, I do it all, you know?
Okay, well, that's what's up. Okay, and it's
yeah,
very important in the game to have many, many hats, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got to be able to do more than just one thing. You just got to just be multitask if you want to make cash, you know what I'm saying?
Yep,
so,
exactly,
I mean,
yeah.
I admire that about you. That's a major... That's a major big thing.
Yeah, we gotta do it. We gotta do it all. We all we got.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we need. Hey, that's what I'm trying to tell people around me all day, every day. You know, those of you who have an ear, let them hear. Those of you who see, let them see. So that's just what that's about. But I do want you to tell the people, you know, you as an artist, like, you know, I know you and Spook, you guys got the Squad Boys going down. So, won't you explain a little bit about the Squad Boys, about, you know, I know it's you and Spook, right? You and,
Yeah, me and
Spook. It's you and Spook, so, yeah, and it's all MOE, all day, every day, and y'all doing a little Squad Boy thing, and I'm feeling it, you know, it's reminding me of Cash Money, and you see what happened with Cash Money, so you just keep going in the way you're going, and it's going to happen, but I just want you to tell the people a little bit about, you know, the Squad Boys, what's up with the Squad Boys?
Yeah, well, it's funny you said Cash Money, because that's how it all happened with, We had our own label, Unlock ENT, with Gangsta Rick, Diamond Kid, Dub, shout out to them. You know, our whole situation fell apart. Well, me and Big Spook Look, we came together and we said, hey, let's make our own group. You know, the Squad Boys came out. And then ever since then, me and him hooked up. We started making song after song after song. Everybody was feeling us. Water Pipe from Riverside, The Vibe, he put us on. We perform, everybody loves us, and ever since then, we never looked back, you know? We keep moving forward.
Hmm. That's what
y'all
I'm
been
talking
a
about. You know it.
Yep.
Squad boys.
Yeah, we back. We in here.
My nigga. So, what albums is cracking, my nigga? Like, you got some albums that's out? You know, what's going on? Where the shows at? Like, what it do?
Yeah, we don't even got albums around here. We got classics, you know? We got classics coming out. We got I Am Forever Young coming out in December. That one's all about me.
I am forever young. I want to clarify that. I Am Forever Young. That is just a major hot.
Yeah,
name.
I Am Forever Young.
For an album,
coming,
you dig?
Yep,
the next album you said was City to City.
Yeah, me and Big Spook, Squad Boy. That
the
one we have
boys.
Yep, that one we have everything on it. R&B, club, some street shit. We have it all covered on that album.
Okay.
And then I got me and Ja Mo from MOE. We're working on a new mixtape called Two of a Kind. It's nothing but freestyles and just doing what we love best and all making music. And that one's gonna be hot coming out in December. So we got a lot coming.
Okay. That sounds like a plan. Well, I'm about to go to music break, and I'm about to play one of my songs that I kept playing over and over again till I die by the squad.
You already know. Let's get it.
Squad boys in the building. You got Young Smooth Loke and your boy. Forever Young, nigga.
I am.
That's what it do. All right, here you go. Listen to your boys, Till I Die, hot single.
Beats Planet.
On Lock ENT. Big Spook. Young JR. Squad Boys. Let's go.
I do what I've got to make that money. Steady climbing to the top where I know it's so low. But it's a better view with you back. It's all about the grind.
To the day that I die. Homie, do you wanna die? I'ma say on lock and a squad boy too. Ask the homies on the label, Big Spook is a fool. Run up on me, homie, I guarantee you will lose. Squad boys got my back, holla points do too. Y'all ain't ready for the war, so please back up. Got crazy people on my team that will act up. JR is a fool, G Rick is a beast. OFM lay him down, cause he got heat. DK with the punk, the man with the plan, Queen. We finna tie his ass up. I'm not playing out here in these streets. I'm a rep on lock.
Been coming up like a missile. Tired of you lambs, and I'm sorry if I diss ya. I can pull your card and guarantee no one will miss ya. Hold me that shit, I'm a uptown rider. 909 maybe. Poor Ronald Perra, better known as Junior Baby. Squad boy forever, they say I got that river flow. I'ma keep grinding as far as that river goes. Been cool, cut that lights out, it's time to roll. Now everybody from a lock has to pay a toll. Call the homies from a lock, tell them it's on. I won't stop until the day Junior is gone.
What?
You know, I'm back. No, we back. All lock.
Man, hot fire. You know what? Y'all heard it here. Forever Hot Topics. You got M-O-E, Money Over Everything Records. You know what I'm saying? That was Squad Boys, Till I Die. I mean, these boys is hot. You know what I'm saying? They got their mixtape coming out city to city. You know what I'm saying? So keep up with your boys, you know. They also have a show coming up at the Vibe Bar and Grill in Riverside, October 19th. Check out your boys, Riverside. The Vibe Bar and Grill, address 1805 University Ave. Check these boys out. They hotter than fire. You know what I'm saying? And I also want to let y'all know about their website, www.moneyovereverything.com. Check out the boys. They hot. I'm going to play another song. By the Squad Boys. That's your boys. Big Spook Loke and Forever Young. Young JR. You feel me? You feel me? So it's going down tonight on your girl show. We doing it live with that at that fire. You got the Squad Boys. Got that fire. Check them out.
I got that fire. What you gonna do when I put that fire on you? I got that fire. She said, I got that fire. She got that fire, and I'm willing to test. Let me take you to my room so I can show you the wrecks. She got undressed and took her clothes off, so I did it too. And all of a sudden we started banging like we supposed to. Now we getting it in, 10 minutes in. I think it's time for her to bust again. Watch out though, I stopped it slow. Went down, put my tongue where it is, bro. And she going crazy, all in the walls. Screaming my name, telling me to stop, y'all. All of a sudden, it's time to come. She's about to bust, cause I'm number one. I got that fire, she said. I got that fire, she said. I got that fire. What you gonna do when I put that fire on you? I got that fire, she said. I got that fire, she said. I got that fire. What you gonna do when I put that fire on you?
Fire. She called me hot boy, and my reply is, baby girl, I'm a fly boy. She said she want me to put it in and make it sizzle. I love it when she moans, I love it when she giggles. She a good girl, yeah, she a freak in the bed. She blew my mind, I'm talking the way she gave me in. I beat her once and now she wants me to do it again. She loves it so much, she asked me she can bring a friend. I'ma need like 4 or 5 bottles. I'm in the club with like 4 or 5 models. I'm Junior, baby. She knows I hit that G spot.
She screaming, Danny, you're too hot, please don't stop. I hit her from the back, ass wiggle like jello. I hit her ass up high with her face from the pillow. I let her have it good, she said, baby, I'm strong. Can I call you, yeah, you can call me young.
I got that fire, she said. I got that fire, she said. I got that fire.
What? What? West Coast movement. You know what I'm saying? So that was Squaw Boys. You know what I'm saying? That was a you know, Big Spook Loc and, you know, your boy, Forever Young. You feel me? But now we have your boy, Ja-Mo. What's up, Ja-Mo?
What does that mean?
What? Say that again. Say that again. Oh, and you better know it, and you better know it. What's up with your boy? What's up? How you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm free. I'm alive. I'm eating. What's happening with you, lady?
You know, I'm blessed. You know what I'm saying? I'm just so happy that I have the opportunity to interview my boys. You know what I'm saying? M-O-E, Money Over Everything Records. You got your boy, Ja-Mo, in the building. Ja-Mo, my nigga. So I just want you to tell the people out here about yourself.
Well, you know, I'm a full-life West Coast bred-ass young nigga just doing this Thug Diesel, you know, keeping it all the way 100, trying to get this legit push going on with my MOE boys, you know. We just full throttle, full motion. We ain't looking back, and we ain't on the bullshit at all. You know?
You know what I'm saying? It ain't time, the day, or the place to be nowhere near no motherfucking bullshit. You know what I'm saying? It's time, you know? And I like the fact that you guys are all, you know, pushing each other, pushing yourselves, pushing each other, you know. It's just a wonderful thing to see. And it's even more powerful when all of you motherfuckers got massive talent. You know what I'm saying? It's just so amazing. Like, you know I'm a fan. Like, y'all is hot. Straight up. So how did you meet everybody? So how did all of this come together? Like, you know what I'm saying? How did you all meet? How did this come about?
Well, this the whole rundown. You know, Mo, that's my last name. So I've been doing this since I was, you know, fresh out the womb. It's my name right here, Mo. So it's MOE Records. I was doing my own thing. I didn't have nobody pushing with me, record my own stuff, produce my own stuff, all that. And Spook found me on Facebook, and he was feeling the style of the music I was coming with, and he hit me up, letting me know it was going down in Pomona. So I stood out to Pomona, met up with him and JR, and they, you know, hollered at us. We got to introduce ourselves to them, let them know this was us, Wookie Woo Woo. We did the show. They was feeling our push. They was feeling the music. They was respecting us. We respected them. Next thing you know, we had a meeting and unlocked that, and we all officially MOE. So we couldn't have did it without them, and they couldn't have did it without us. So now it's on and cracking, and it's over. It's the world.
Hey, well, that's what I'm talking about. So meant to be. So happy that you guys came together and just blessed us with so much music that you need in the game right now. Like, I be listening to this bullshit, like, on the radio, honestly, like, no disrespect, but I'm ready for the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? And you guys really just bring it. You guys bring it full throttle. You know, so you're a solo artist, right?
Right.
Okay, so I just want you to tell the people, like, about the albums that you have that they can already cop and the albums that you're coming out with.
So right now, I got two mixtapes out right now. One is called Gotta Eat to Live, Volume 1. You can go get that off of SoundCloud, or you give out post share. Or if you see me, you know, I'll be everywhere, so I'll give one to you, you know, if you see me. And then I got another one called Mind for the Taking, same thing. And I'm working on my album, my first one ever right now. It's called Rude Boy. You know, me and JR got some stuff in the works. Me and Spook got stuff in the works. Me and C. Gutter got stuff in the works.
Uh-uh.
We come from every angle. We coming from every, you know what I'm saying? We all pushing. And my whole thing is we hungry. We ain't playing. We ain't faking it. We ain't bullshit. You know what I'm saying? We here all the way.
Huh, definitely. Well, so you said, I mean, it's just this title, and I just got to say, you know, it really stuck to me. And I do want you to kind of, like, break it down for me. Mind for the Taking. Now, I got to hear it. I got to hear it. You know what I'm saying? I just want you to explain, like, what is Mind for the Taking? Like, when you thought of that title, like, what was you thinking? In a positive way.
Well, I was, okay, you know, I listen to all kind of music. You know, I listen to a whole bunch of stuff. And I was just sitting down for a minute. I just dropped the Gotta Eat to Live. And I wanted to come with something even harder because I felt like that being with the Gotta Eat to Live being my first mixtape, I felt like it was cool and a lot of people was feeling it. So, you know, then the second one, I was like, okay, I'm going to come even harder than that. So I sat down for a minute, hollered at a few people, and I was just listening to all kind of music. And the main person, I was hollering at my pops, and he said he was watching the VMAs, and he said the whole rap game is in glitter now, you know, and I took that kind of offensive because this is what we do. You know, we part of this rap game, you know what I'm saying? So I asked him what he mean by that, and he had the little DVR and rewinded the VMAs, and you can see in the crowd, it's nothing but shiny-ass glitter looking like, you know what I'm saying? It's just weirdos. No disrespect to nobody doing their stuff, but they weirdos, you know? And we really coming with this shit. And I felt like the second mixtape is mine for the taking. Not saying I'm better than everybody in the world doing this, but saying it's mine for the taking. And everybody doing their thing should feel the same way. Because if you're not, then your shit is bootsy. You know what I'm saying? So mine for the taking, I really feel like that. And it really sound like that. So nobody will be mad, trust me.
Oh, no, it's hot. I love it. And that's why that really stuck out to me, you know. So I'm loving it. I'm loving it, my nigga. But anyway, I just want to move on. And I was also listening to a couple of songs. You know, your boy sent me some songs, you know. And I'm feeling this song right here, like... It's really, it's just explosive, you know what I'm saying? And it's called It's Going Down. So I'm going to play that for the people, you know what I'm saying?
Sweet.
Give them a taste of, you know, what's going on with John Moe, M-O-E, and it's going down like that, you know what I'm saying? Is that all right with you?
Walk with us now, fly with us later. Yes, ma'am, do your stuff.
All right, my nigga, so... Check it out. These are your boys from MOE, Money Over Everything Records.
Sweet.
They hot. They with the new West Coast movement, and they coming. And they on some real stuff. They ain't like this stuff that you hearing up on the radio and that you bumping on nowadays. See, this is the stuff that needs to be picked up and played because not only is the beats explosive, but listen to the minds of these boys. Like, they just on another level. And I'm just very glad to be a part of it, and I'm just so happy to have you guys on my show. I'm about to bless the people right now with a hit single. It's Going Down.
What do I mean?
Oh, a sticky boy. As I sit back reminiscing about the times we had, baby girl, you know it really kinda makes me mad. How we became lovers and now things have changed. Like people knowing our business all in the streets, babe. Wondering why people telling lies on me, like I had something to do with her disappearing. See, I gotta get my name clear before it get worse. Baby girl, you must believe me, this really, really hurts. Since I'm an ex gang, remember they target me first for murder. Hey, murder that I didn't commit. They got me under surveillance, so what can I do? They got my house surrounded and my phone shot too. Now I'm so stressed out, I don't know what to do. I feel like putting a gun to my head and letting loose. Knowing you by my side is all to the good, but you know when the smoke clear it is.
Crammy had to lace it. It's that heman, then that sister, then that's how I chase it. Keeping it deep, get on your knees, bitches loving the gangster. Bob's blessing me with this game, homes, I gotta thank you. Bringing it back, keeping it funky, and they feeling it. Like a goon, mask down, ready for the lick. Ain't no conflict, niggas is getting rich. Come with that bullshit, niggas is getting hit. And that's real shit, all my jeans feel this. To everybody worldwide, thank the gangsta shit. Cause we up in this bitch. Haters, what's up now? MOE for life, and you know what's going down. Y'all know what I mean, nigga?
Going down tonight. Y'all heard it here. Forever Hot Topics, Mayhem Monday. And you know what? It is mayhem. You know what I'm saying? We got MOE up in the building. Y'all dig? Money Over Everything Records. And it's going down tonight. Ah! Yeah, my nigga John Mo. Man.
What's happening with it?
Hi.
Hey.
Well,
you know,
so,
we just did it today.
Huh?
I said, you know, we just do this shit, man. You know what I mean?
Hey, and you do it well, You know what I'm saying? So, hey,
appreciate that.
Just tell the people, you know, where they can find you. Your websites, your shows, just all of that.
Okay, it's like this right here, man. You know, the Facebook, Jamo, J-A, spacebar, M-O-E. I got a fan page also, The Rude Boy, Jamo. Go hit that like for your boy one time, you feel me? I got the Twitter. It's D-A underscore Rude Boy, R-U-D-E-B-O-I. I follow back. Fuck with your boy. I got the SoundCloud, R-U-D-E-B-0-I. Got all the music up, you know what I'm saying? Fuck with your boy. Check out the music. I got the, you know what I'm saying, the Hope Share, Jamo 1221, you know what I'm saying? Got the website, moneyovereverything.com. You know, we here, man. You can find us all over this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? And I'll be out there, so you will see me.
Well, that's what it do. That's what it do. But you know what? I got another one. A y'all hot-ass artist that's here tonight. Yo, boy, C. Gutta. What's up, C. Gutta?
So, with the world, what's good, Miss Letty?
I'm good. What's up with you? You know, it's going down tonight. We got MOE, you know what I'm saying? And you're a major blessing and a part of that. And I just want you to tell the people about yourself.
Well, by myself, you know, I'm a long way from home. I'm originally from Mississippi, the 601. You know, I moved out here a couple years ago in 08, you know, after they left your boy free. I'm out here now, linked up with the Rude Boy, you know. You just been on from there.
Hey, well, that's what it do. So, so how long have you been out here? How long you been this way on the West?
I've been in the West going on like 3 years, though. But I've been out here before, you know what I'm saying, getting my feet wet, you know, on some extracurricular activities. They know.
Right. Well, you know what? It's so good that you here and you putting it down and you repping MOE and y'all doing y'all thing. You know what I'm saying? So do you have any albums that's out right now that people could cop if they want to hear your music?
Well, actually, I got a song on iTunes right now. It's been on iTunes for like the last couple years. It was one of my first songs when I got up here. It's called Ain't No Stopping. You can go to iTunes and catch that at Bruno and the Squad. It's called Ain't No Stopping. I also got music on Django.com, too, on the Bruno and the Squad couple songs, you know.
Okay. Well, that's what it do. Yes, people. Yes.
We here, though, man.
M-O-E, money over everything, money over everything. All right, C. Gutta. C. Gutta is in the building. So, I mean, how can the people find you, my nigga? Like, you got a Facebook, Twitter?
Yeah, I got the Facebook. The Facebook is C. Gutta, C/Gutta, a.k.a. William Way. That's my Facebook. You can get at me through Facebook.
Okay, well, that's what it do, people. Hey, so I got my boys in the building. We got listeners in the building. And it's time to ask the big question of the night. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Mayhem Monday, Forever Hot Topics with your girl Forever. The topic for tonight is fake people. What is a fake person? Part two. And, you know, I got my boys on the line, you know, and I just want to hear from everybody's perspective. What is a fake person to you? spook. Like, you tell me, my nigga, like, what is a fake person to you, my nigga?
A fake person to me is someone who doesn't have the courage to be themselves, you know what I mean? Someone that's acting like something they're not, you know what I'm saying? Who pretends to be something, you know what I'm saying? They want to be something, you know what I mean? That's a fake person to me.
Okay, that's some stuff. So y'all heard that, you know, and that's definitely true. Like, I agree big time. So for my boy, Jamo, you know, holler at your girl. What is a fake person to you, my nigga?
You know, a fake person is somebody who sugarcoats their real push and what they really about. A fake person is somebody who, you know, who try to put 10s and 20s and 50s and whatever you want to call it on their situation just to make others feel like they actually with this shit. And, you know, when pressure busts pipes, you know what I'm saying? So we always find these fake ones, and we always see these ones that's just, you know, they're not really doing it how they should be, man. You know, it don't matter what you do, just do that shit right. You know what I'm saying? If you're a J-Cat, if you fake, you will be spotted and your feelings will be hurt. Because we do this shit for real, man.
Huh? And you know what? I mean it, and I'm gonna say it again. Huh?
That's some real MOE shit right there.
And you better, you better know it, and you better know it. And just like I said before on the other show, you know what I'm saying? It's fake people K all day. I'm like, is that too grimy? But no, it's not. It's just like on some real shit. Like, you take it how you want to, but it's fake people K all damn day. So I want to move on to my boy. What's up, JR?
Uh-huh.
What's up, Forever Young? What it do? What it do, boo?
You know?
Definitely. So what is a fake person to you?
Oh, man, I mean, this boat and Chamo said it best. But, I mean, there's so many kinds of fake, you know what I mean?
Like, exactly.
I even
seen
some real people be fake, you know? I mean, I see some real people that sometimes they got to be fake, you know,
is
to get what
possible?
They want. They're right, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
I seen so many people, I mean, they could be real as hell, but then they'll act fake one time to get what they need or they want, you know what I mean? And you know it's not really them. Then you try to get that pushing.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's so many kinds of fakes.
It is, but you know what? You did bring up a very good point. You know, when you brought up, you know, how real people do have to be fake sometimes in order to get ahead. You know, I think that's something that is like makes you think about it. Like, because I know it's plenty of times, you know, when you think about what you could get out of something, or if it's like a time to where, you know, you got to get this money or you got to do this or that.
Yeah, exactly.
Just whichever way is best for your well-being, sometimes you find it possible to be fake. So do you think that it is a protection mechanism as far as surviving, but people is not using it right? I mean, because that's how I feel low-key about lying. Like, sometimes I feel like probably lying is a protection mechanism sometimes for us human beings, like against the world type shit. Do you think that being fake is kind of like the same thing? Because you did do – that was a majorly good point because, you know, we are living in under this government and we are, you know, of something else. So it's like I definitely feel where you're coming from, you know. So do you think the same as being fake?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you got people in the music industry right now, like 50 Cent, how he got started. You know, he was a nobody. He came out and he dissed the whole industry. You know, he don't really care about nobody. He did it to put on a fake to get his name up there. I mean, you got people like Lil Wayne. He doing rock and roll. He doing R&B. He's doing it all, even though that's probably not who he is, you know?
Studio.
He's just doing it because it's what he... Exactly, yeah. He has to do what he has to do to get where he's at, you know? So, you know, I mean, you can call it a fake or you're a hell of a hustler.
Yeah,
so, I mean, you really can't, you know, disguise it any other way. Use a fake or a hustler. I mean, it depends on how you use it.
That does. It really does. That's why that came to me. Like, I mean, you think, like, just people, like, like, we all have emotions, but sometimes you got some people who's just overly emotional, and then you got some people who don't show their emotions at all, even though they feel in that way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like the same thing with, you know, being fake and everything. So that was a good point. That was a very good point. You know, and I just want to move on to my boy, Gutter. C. Gutter.
What it do, world?
I just want to, you know, to share with the people, like, your opinions of what a fake person is.
Shit, as you can see, my other three brothers, they let it know what it is, but I'm just going to put it in these words right here. One face. Just show one face. If you stay true to yourself,
face.
Show one face. When you go to showing other faces, that's when you go to showing your who your true colors is. So, me, I stay at one face. One face uh-huh. don't. No. That's all I can, that's the best way I can say it. Stay with one face. Don't show other faces.
Huh. Well, you know what? That's what it do. That's what it do. And I'm feeling all that, you know, and I just really think it's important for, you know, people to share their opinions about this topic because it is going on in the world and, you know, here, especially rampant in the entertainment business. And, you know, it's time for people to just, you know, share their views and try to make change out of whatever comes out of this whole situation as far as just putting everything on blast. So that's what it does. So do anybody else got anything to say that's a part of MOE?
Yeah,
I got one more thing to say. This is what I got to say. You know, we just do this shit, man. You know what I mean?
You got what I mean.
Fuck with the table,
yes, and do
and
it well.
Stop in November 4th.
What'd you say, November
4th?
Who said that, November 4th?
It's up in November 4th.
Oh, okay.
Not
city
to city.
You
know what I'm saying? Everybody go get
city
it, you know
city.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, city to
city,
November 4th. Y'all heard it here tonight on Forever
wow,
Hot
boy.
Topic.
Y'all emerge.
We got, oh, we got some
boys, you got money over everything, and it's coming up in the building. And we're doing it just like that. So we're going to go to a music break. And it is what it is. It is.
We were born from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa. Whoa, 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 girl. I'll be sipping on Haterade, that deep down get your face, it tastes like lemonade, scrunch your face when you see me say, I'll be sipping on Haterade, that deep down get your face, that flavor lemonade, scrunch your face when you see me say, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm not whistling, I'm not interested. My attention only focused on what I get. Diamonds glistening, they call me Mr. Chick. White ice, lemonade, black ice, she thick. Got gel rough, ambition, ice, and pitch. So I treat her real good like hoes on Twitch. Smart like, I ain't never seen a car like that. And she probably won't see the next year, I guess. And they say I'm dead fresh, and I say I guess. Success brought healthy, I live no stress. So today is the day that the big boy shine. Drop tops everywhere, I wouldn't know how to lie. Got the fitties out today, showing off town line. Bands battling in my pocket, no, it's not drawn line. Then skateboard P in the club. On time, no, not on time, but it's just in time.
We fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sipping on Haterade, that deep down get your pace, it tastes like lemonade, scrunch your face when you see me say, I be sipping on Haterade, that deep down get your pace, that flavor lemonade, scrunch your face when you see me say.
Yo, hey yo, this one goes out to all of my critics, don't you feel stupid, look how I did it, look how it came to pass when I said it, we could do debit, I don't need no credit, yes I'm epic, look how I rep it, it's been 8 years but I broke the record, yup the record, yup the record, yup the record, I'm all that I can be, an element, I'm appalled when you envy, cause you can do it too, and you can do it too, I just happen to be the girl that they do it too, so I'ma bounce back, and I'ma ball out, and every time you see me, I'ma Don't be mad when you see me transcending. Coach.
We will fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl.
I be sipping on Haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your face,
yeah.
It tastes like lemonade,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me face,
yeah.
I be sipping on Haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your face,
yeah.
That flavor lemonade,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me face, okay. You know I'm talking
about.
I'm
a hard ass and I'm smart, still a squirty cool, yeah. That's a motherfucker in a Porsche lemonade. Pull up in a Rari, he ain't look at it. Simulated, mutilated, Maserati, Lamborghini, decapitated. That investigation, I'm accumulating. Seeing with him that I'm not the man that I say I am. Like I give a damn, but I just run around town picking up stacks. Some like Louis, some like Gucci. But I love money, yeah, I love solution. My teenage care ring, baby girl, too. And I ain't really hard to please, baby, come chill. Some chill, some chill, some chill. Hold your round, round the town with the top shop talkers. You can call it off the pound, cause my top stay down. Cause I ain't seen a motherfucker since I bought this car. I ain't seen a motherfucker since I bought the car.
Gucci. We will fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl.
I be sipping on Haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your face,
yeah.
It tastes like lemonade,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me face,
yeah.
I be sipping on Haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your face,
yeah.
That flavor lemonade,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me face. You know what I'm talking about.
Gonna lift your glass, gonna lift your glass.
Just think about the future and forget the past.
Just lift your glass, gonna lift your glass.
If a nigga kid, I ain't tell him kiss your ass.
Just lift your glass, gonna lift your glass.
Let's think about the future and forget.
Monday, forever hot topics. Had your boy at the fool, the artist in the building, True to Life Records. Then I had MLA, Money Over Everything Records, Squad Boys, Big Spook Loke. Forever Young, my nigga Young JR, Ja Mo, and your boy C Gutter. It went down tonight. And I have callers that is here and that want, I'm sure, you know, want to ask, you know, the members of MOE, you know, questions about their music. So I'm going to introduce to everybody your girl, Ebony. What's up, Ebony? What's going on, girl? I can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I can hear you now. I'm like, huh? So what's going on? I can't hear you now. What happened?
Oh, my God. Hello. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yes, yes. So, do you have any questions for anybody from the MOE?
I got one question. I want to know, how do you purchase your music? Where do you, like, where can I get your music from?
Right now, you can go on SoundCloud right now. It's a couple of songs on there. That's downloadable. You can download them right now. You know what I mean? But the CD don't drop until November 4th. And,
you'll be on the website, too.
You'll be able to purchase it on the website, which is www.moneyovereverything.com. MoneyOverEverything.com.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes, yes. So you got it?
Okay, I got it.
Okay, that's what's up. Do you have anything else to say that's on the topic tonight or anything else? Any other questions? Hello?
Can you hear me?
No, can you speak up a little bit?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay, what'd you say?
The topic of my, you know, dealing with fake people, I'm being fake as far as money and everything. Just don't be fake with your family. Don't be fake with the people that's real with you. Feel me? They'll never want to.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, can you repeat that one more again? Hey, can you repeat that one more again?
I want to hear that one more time, please. Get your money. You feel me? But be fake with them. Don't be fake with the people that's real. Don't be fake with, you know, with your family. Don't be fake with the people that's
I'm gonna apply that right there.
Yeah. That's real sharp.
Yeah,
but like me.
Yes, that's some real talk. You know what? I'm loving how everybody's coming together, able to share their, you know, their opinions, and, you know, it just makes people think from a broad perspective, and that's how, you know, that's when I say I accomplished what I wanted to do, you know what I'm saying, on this show, just getting all that information out there, because information is everything, you know what I'm saying? And you know what, people, I got to tell you. You got to know it. I got my MOMS up in the building. What's up, Mom?
What's going down, home girl? Oh, my God. To me, I'll holler out to all of those rappers. I don't know.
Thanks, Mom.
What you hear? Say that again, Mama. You heard what?
M-O-E.
Oh,
good looking, Mom.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We here.
You better know it. Go, Mama. You better know it. Huh? Oh, my goodness. So, Mom, can you speak up into the phone?
Why? Are you here?
Yeah. Okay. So, do you want to say anything about the topic of tonight?
I'm
going to
text you in the morning tonight.
You know, I'm going to play
something is feeding back.
What'd you say?
Something is feeding back into the phone. That's why you can't hear.
Oh, can you guys hear, or is it just me?
No, she's breaking up.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what?
Can you hear me now? I can hear you now.
Okay, so what is the fake person
guys,
to you, Mom?
Fakey Francis.
Hey, I just say, you know, about being fake, you know, people are who they are. They're going to be who they are. But, you know, sometimes... when you feel that your homie or somebody being fake to you, you don't know what they're going through. You don't know where they're headed. They're just feeling some kind of way. You never know, you know. So don't be so quick to call them fake.
Well, y'all heard it
yourself.
You know,
just, you know,
find out
what's
going
down with the brother.
Mom got to bring the peace.
I applaud that, too. I mean, yeah, I understand.
Yeah,
that's
true.
That's true.
Y'all hear me on that? I feel you on that. I meant, do you feel me on that?
Y'all got my mom, Miss Barbara. Miss Barbara. She is up in the building tonight. Such a blessing to have her.
It's a blessing to have you, my love. I love you, man.
All right, people.